It's been a great 50 years. Hasn't it, Dad? Sitting way in the back. Of course, he doesn't want to get too close to me, so he knows I might pick on him a little bit. I don't really know what happened to the first 9 years, because I wasn't around back then. Rumors have it that it took my father 9 years to save up enough money to get the band equipment going. Only because my mom was so strict. She said, "No, honey, we need the money for the family, not for the polka band." So maybe it started with that. My dad is a guy with a musical drive. He's pretty much done it all. Performing within the tri-state area for the past 50 years, and sometimes in other states too, as long as my mom said it was okay. From Dick Pillar's Pokerbration to Bernie Gorgeous's Poker Spree by the Sea, up to the Hunter Mountain, New York, down to the Catskill Mountains, along with many weddings through the years, anniversaries, private parties, and local events. Polka dances around the state of Connecticut, he's done it all. And of course, he's still continuing his journey, spreading the fun and joy of polka music. So first of all, let's have a big round of applause for my father right there. Jimmy Stir on the phone. You want to speak to my father? He's a little busy right now, Jimmy. Okay, he said that he'll call you when he's done celebrating his big anniversary here. Take care, Jimmy. No joke. Musicians over the last 50 years that have performed with the Good Times Band or the Connecticut High Tones, and whatever name my father's using these days for his group. It used to be called the Night Crew. But anyways, I think he's still using Johnny Pritko and the Good Times Band. And I'm going to ask for all the musicians that are here after I name them to stand up and acknowledge yourself. Musicians, Jim Cole, please stand. Rudy Vojnarovic, my father's saxophone player, has played for so many, many years. Here's a guy that started off with my father, I believe, and is still playing with him currently, Jack Halloran, on drum. Also standing in the back and currently a member of the Maestros band, let's have a round of applause for Stan Lundin. Next, Richard Pukarsh, please stand. I believe a clarinet player, great player from the 1950s. My father started off. Joe Gadansky from New Britain. Yay! On drums. Thank you. My father's brother, Walter and Eddie Pritko, please stand. Yay! Walter, of course, on the stand-up bass. And Eddie Pritko on the drum set way back then in the 50s. And my father's sons, Johnny, Robert Pritko, Christopher Pritko, and Joey Pritko. So I thank my father for getting all of his sons into polka music. We love it, and we definitely will continue one shape or form for the next 50 years as well. Oh, Andy Gallardo. Sorry about that, I apologize. He's also a current member of the Maestros band, Andy Gallardo on trumpet. And if I did miss anybody, I do apologize, or just bring it to my attention, I'll announce it. Next, how many people here have ever attended one of my father's free polka dance lessons? Please stand or wave your hand. That was pretty good. For which towns were the dances held in? In Glastonbury, right here at the Polish Hall. Newington. I'm old now, I can't hear that good, but Rockville, Connecticut, Agawam, Massachusetts. Once again, that's another huge accomplishment, I believe. Just Johnny Critico and his polka dance team for so many years doing the polka dance lessons free, of course, which is amazing. It took me 40 years, ladies and gentlemen, to finally graduate from my father's dance class. My wife and I attended his dance lessons at the Army Navy Club 2 years ago. Can you believe it? It was amazing. My father was really tough on me, too. I could never get the steps right for Never on Sunday. But nevertheless, at the graduation dance he always has after the 6 or 8 weeks of dance lessons, it was time for me to receive my diploma. I looked at the diploma. He never signed it. I'm like, Dad. He goes, yeah, but you're my son. I said, so what? You're a polka icon for me. You taught me how to dance your way of figure dances and all the line dances. So once again, Dad, thank you for all the dance lessons you've been providing to thousands of people throughout the last 40, 50 years. Next, how many people here have ever taken a bus trip with the Critico Fan Club?
And as we went through the different dances, we went through the Lithuanian finger dance. At that point, John banned me from the dance floor because I always held up the wrong finger. But that being aside, John has brought a lot of joy to a lot of people's lives. And when I started the Polka Madness show with him, our sole purpose was to put a smile on all of your faces every time we hit that microphone. And I hope we did that. And John, to the future, I hope you keep bringing joy into everybody's lives. Thank you.